FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio today. It is a feel-good Friday here at Guardian. You know, there's something special about Fridays. I don't know if you're feeling good because it's the start of the weekend or because the Progressive Liberal Party just rolled out 14, count them, 14 ratified candidates with two newcomers in the mix. My Lord, what an electrifying, as some would describe it, night down there at PLP headquarters. The Prime Minister also officially, I think we can say that it's official, he announced it down at their ratification event that there will be a by-election in Golden Isles. Golden Isles will have their just due. Let me start off by first saying good afternoon to you, the listeners, all around the world, wherever you are tuned in, all across the archipelago of the Bahamas. Hello to our frequent callers and listeners. Hello, God. God is at home today. I know I told y'all yesterday that God was coming, but that woman in the studio put some fire and said, she will see God today. God said, that's your business. That's your business. I will see y'all too. So joining me a little bit later in the show will be none other than Miss Belinda Wilson, who agreed to come back because we had quite a number of calls, still texts, still that she was unable to address. So just shortly into the show, we'll bring her on so that you can get the rest of those questions answered. Because also in yesterday's news, we received that, what do they call themselves? BAMU, would have had a meeting. your mic is live, by the way. Would have had a meeting with the office of the Prime Minister, and we would have seen some things circulating across social media on the gifts. I quote the gift that the Prime Minister would have given to them, and they're so appreciative of whenever they receive this gift, in quotation marks. You know, it is, man, it's a newsworthy week. So we go feel good today. Listen, all my Progressive Liberal Party supporters, guess what? This your time to shine right now. This your time to shine and tell me about these 14 people that was ratified. Some of them, most of them, incumbents coming back to defend their record. So I need you all to tell me what the atmosphere, because I was able to tune in to the live. I was able to, a lot of my Progressive Liberal Party friends, because I do have friends across all aisles, across all sides. My good friends, they keep me informed of what's happening. And they say, Gabby, you can't see this too straight. You blind, eh? Do you have cataracts in your eyes? This is a too straight type of day. And I said, oh, wow, I am so excited. I want to give out, call, I see you on the line. I'm going to give out the numbers to call. And the numbers to call to be a part of the conversation today is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and anywhere from our beautiful family of islands, 242-300-5720. And the text line for those of you that love to be a part of the conversation via text, you can be a part of that by texting 422-4796 and standard text rates apply. Listen, 14 candidates, y'all. And it goes as follows. Miss Jo Beth Colby, she will be defending her record in the constituency of Elizabeth. Leslie Bryce, Seabreeze, Pia Glover Roll, Golden Gates, Fred Mitchell, Fox Hill. And I have to stop on Fred Mitchell. I have to pause there. Because Fred Mitchell said, cut, donkey, come in. And I had to put in the word because he said it. I watched the live. He said it. He said, cut to that fella. And I quote, that he's running against me. Cut, donkey, coming for you. You hear that? I hope y'all hear that. Okay. Fred Mitchell defending his record in Fox Hill. Keith Bell in Carmichael. Mario Boleg in Garden Hills. Mikel Barnaby in Mount Moriah. Jomo Campbell in that Centerville, Miles LaRoder in Pinewood, Jamal Strawn, Nassau Village, Bacchus Roll is in South Beach, Leon Lundy is South and Central Andros, I believe, and the newcomers taking to the stage, Mr. Sebastian to y'all. He will be stepping into the arena for Fort Charlotte. And then we have Mr. Darren Pickstock said he come to walk with you, work with you, and win with you down in Golden Isles. Golden Isles, he said, buckle up to PLP coming. Matter of fact, he say the whole artillery, the weight of the PLP coming. Listen to me. If y'all didn't, I know what y'all was watching last night, but my PLP people tell me that was excellent. So I ain't gonna keep the callers waiting no more. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. What say you?
Good day, Abby.
Good day.
Good day, Miss President.
Good afternoon.
How y'all?
We're good. Very we're good. I ain't bring the president on yet. She's just in the background for now.
Hello?
Go ahead.
The PLB thing, they're smart. Don't care who they bring. The money can't save them.
What?
Their corruption in 5 years and their bad governance ain't going to save them. Don't care who they bring in, nothing changed. The people that make up their mind that they got to go, they are gone. Don't care what they do. They think they're smart. They could fix. They think they're smart and they could sing these people. They ain't nothing happening to them. They done gone. They might as well get out of office now because they ain't finished. Thank you.
Okay, caller. So say you, but child, I don't know. The electricity I felt coming through the live stream last night, I don't know. I don't know if that's the feeling right now. But caller, go ahead. What do you say about this, what do I call them, the fantabulous 14 that was ratified last night? Caller, you're live, and I can hear your radio in the background. Turn it down for me.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Out of those 14 last night,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at 13 of those.
13.
Seat for the PLP.
13 out of 14. So only one person?
No. That one is a newcomer. I'm going to watch how the campaign is going to go down there. Okay? I'm not saying that he's not going to win, but I'm saying I'm watching how that go down there. But I'm saying to you, out of those 14, 13 of those, cut it off.
13 of those. So you'll say, so that they done halfway there. If 13 of them going back in, they done halfway there. Because right now the race as it stands without a boundary commission's report, as it stands, the race is to 20. The first 20 wins government as it stands. Now, it is rumored, it is anticipated that there will be some additional seats added. So, if you're saying these 13, then there you telling me they done the PLP done halfway to the victory already, to this two straight.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, sir.
That's what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I had to walk sideways.
Mm.
Because I talked about the crowd looked like the yellow sea in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
You see, when the elephant is in the room, the mouse got to stay out.
Mm.
This is too big. See, what happened the other day with Mr. Pintad and Mr. Lincoln Bain?
Mm-hmm. I want us to, well, I want you shift too far with
okay,
this.
Okay,
with
okay.
This.
Then,
we
okay.
Got to stay on topic today.
I
we talked about
there.
That
okay.
Yesterday.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll keep it straight.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying, Ms. Garvey,
mm-hmm.
all you need now, those family islands, and when we reach there,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you exactly how much seat is going to win inside.
I can't wait. I can't wait until we have the full lineup because I do want to do an analysis. I actually want us to do a fact-finding mission on these seats. I want us to look at not just our feelings, but historical numbers of some of these seats. Do they often sit in opposition? Do they go with the government? When tides change, if people are fed up, how is it? Because we've had close governments before. We've had it where we had an opposition of about 16 before. That was about 2007? 2007 government. We had about an opposition of 16. So we've seen it where the opposition was able to pick up quite a number of seats and it wasn't these decimal wipeout. Will that be the case? Or are these candidates, so electrifying, doing so well on the ground that two straight, what they tell me, two straight in your belly is coming up. But we'll be right back after this break on Guardian Radio today. Call us, I see you. We'll take those calls and texts right after this break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in every yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up. Up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Guardian Radio today. Listen, I'm just reporting the news, you know. I'm just a mere vessel being used by the people. I'm just purporting what's in the news, people. So don't crucify this here messenger. Because if you have another message, if you differ in opinion of what is being reported in the news, the numbers to call is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720 or 422 4796. But I'm not going to keep our callers waiting any longer. Caller, welcome to Guardian Radio today. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Caller, we lost that caller. Call back. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Grammy boy here.
Hi, Grammy boy. Grammy boy, how you felt after last night?
I can get to that, but protocol please, anyone. Because you love Belinda Johnson-Wilson, Grammy boy love you too. You hear me? And I can get her to change her mind for becoming prime minister of this country.
You
okay?
Can get her to change her mind.
Wake on that.
Wake on that, eh?
Yeah, I know what kind of sandwich she used to like when she used to go to school with me. See?
No, Miss Evans macaroni.
Man, listen, I love me some Belinda all my life. And Belinda, if you ain't know who Grammy boy is,
Marvin.
It's Marvin Johnson.
Marvin, do it, yeah.
The big track star was next to you. Listen, Gabby, See, that is why we need persons like Belinda, myself, and to stay this country back in the direction where it needs to go, the footing we needs to be on. It's because of caller like your last caller that we got to hold them back, those persons of another descent that don't want to assimilate in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They following the flow of the man who told us the other day that he is one of them and all them could be together.
Mm-hmm.
He turned sideways to a bunch of his kind of people last night to that rally. But when he can turn forward, upward, onward, together for this country. Thanks for taking Grammy Boy call.
Thank you so much, Grammy Boy. I always appreciate when you all call. You always have something valuable to add to the conversation. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby. Hi. We lost that? Okay, we lost that call. Go ahead and call back. But I know Chivago would have I done a poll earlier today to see if the newcomers, particularly Mr. Sebas Bastian, brought any value. Do you think that is going to move the needle forward? We're seeing a lot of names coming forward to run for the Progressive Liberal Party. We've seen President of the Tribune interviewing for the Michal seat. We've seen some heavyweights, what we've considered in Bohemian politics, coming forward on a Progressive Liberal Party ticket. But the people ask me, say, Gabby, do you think that can move the needle? They say we had the Moscows, we had the Frankie Wilsons, we had the BJs, we had the Christies, and we wiped them out when we was done with them. So it don't matter what name you put on the ballot. When the Bohemian people say they finished with you or they want nothing to do with you, it don't matter if you name Barack Obama. You ain't getting in that house. That's what the people tell me. Let me get to some of your texts. This texter says, no, just because you are a good I can't read that text. Are you trying to cause me get put off of radio? Text the man, y'all, please behave today. I'm trying to stay on the air. I need the show getting cut from a cut a day. The next tester says, the PLP got to go, go, go. Please got to go. This texter says, cat fight in Fox Hill. Cat fight in Fox Hill. Good day, Lady Gabby. Looking forward to an excellent talk show today. Now a good host, please investigate those parliamentary registration outlets where very few persons are registering to vote in the next general election of the Bahamas. Thanks from Grand Bahama, and we are listening in today, Sila. Hello to my wonderful people of Grand Bahama. Y'all know I went to Freeport Primary for a very short time, right? My Grammy live and home is over there. So the people of Grand Bahama are my people. Too. I was a conqueror, okay? The mighty, mighty conqueror. But we could get to the phone lines because I really want to hear what you had to say about last night. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, Gabby. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Last night was explosive, right? And the PLP.
What was
there.
It? It was exclusive or explosive?
Explosive.
Explosive. Right?
Mm-hmm. You see the amount of young persons with that were all there last night?
Mm-hmm. I watched the live. It was quite a okay. number of persons, I won't deny. Yes,
and the party will win on its record of with hard work and dedication and mm-hmm. the support of persons like Sabas that wants to take a community to high heights, which is a good slogan that he chose because at the end of the day, some of these communities need a hand up instead of a handout. You know, and if we get more voices like himself coming into politics, who's not looking just for another payday, you know, and they have new ideas, I think it'll be great for the Progressive Liberal Party and it'll be great for the community and the country. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, caller. Next caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Caller, are you there? Going once. Going twice, caller? No? Next caller. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today.
Hello, good day, Gary.
Good day, how are you?
Yeah, that previous caller, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, he will vote for a cockroach if they run for the PLP.
How you know what that boy is going to vote for, man? Why, y'all? Boy, one thing, but y'all some petty people now.
You don't know who that previous caller was?
Who was that previous caller? I know.
Okay, tell him call back.
I just the host.
Well, anyway, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got one candidate in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't explain how he spent over on $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They done been in power for 4 years and 1 month, mm-hmm. right? Today, right? Since the 16th of September.
Correct.
Right. Now, you got one prime minister there flying all over the place
mm-hmm.
and someone calling the earlier show and say, Cat Island, waiting for him to put something on him.
What they waiting for? Cat Island, they waiting to do nothing but receive whatever they got for whatever they getting for Christmas. I gotta believe that when I see that.
Okay, so let me tell you something. He may have some of my cousins in San Salvador
mm-hmm.
that been loyal and things, but what have he done? And you could really say, other than Club Med and the promises there in over how many years he's been involved.
I gotta ask the people of Cat Island. Cat Island keep voting him in, so he doing something. He's doing something.
Cat Island people what?
He doing something. We gotta ask the people of Cat Island, Rumkey, and San Salvador.
Okay. Cat Island people say they ain't straight.
Man, but I want somebody from Cat Island call me. Cat Island, I want no third party messenger.
But
tell your cousin, dial 242-300-5720, and let's hear what's going on the ground, going down in Cat Island, Rumkey, and San Salvador. That's what we want here.
Yeah.
Caller, turn your radio down for us. You're live.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, they had a grand style, you all said. I didn't watch it. Wasn't interested. What I was interested in, and the gentleman has a point, about Cat Island
mm-hmm.
is the prime minister himself.
Mm-hmm.
There was a budget set for the prime minister of $500,000 for travel in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 months, he went up $2 million. And people still haven't got a VAT cut on bread basket items.
Wow.
A lot of schools unfinished, and cronies getting paid.
Mm.
Let's talk about reality now. We could have some celebrity stars going out there.
So the reality is, what we face with caller, the reality is we got 14 ratified candidates for the PLP. How much of them you think? It's 12 of them are returning incumbents, defending their record, would have served. Two are new persons. So
out of the 12, Gabby, I think two of them may get in. Out of the 12.
Two
may get in.
Boy.
And we definitely may have a star, a superstar who will get in. But that's it.
So you're saying three out of 14.
That's
you give them three
out
of the 14.
Yes. Thank you, Gabby.
All right. You're welcome, caller. Next caller. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hello.
pleasant. Good afternoon, Gabrielle.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I know you're not bringing this on, but I just want to comment.
Good afternoon.
And the ratification of
the 14 candidates. Yeah.
And I know everybody is thinking about Sir Bastian. And what I, as Bahamian, would have loved to see and would have really made an impact to a lot of persons had they placed them in one of the grassroots areas, and their persons really needs to be lifted up. And it would really show what he is actually, even though persons know what he's made up. But when you can go into those cities, inner cities like Dean and Grantstown and Camp Road, which is Freetown, where persons are really, really having it hard. And those areas, for me, I would have made a swap and put him in there so he could really empower the people in those areas. Because for too long, they have been the PLP strongholds, and those persons are lacking day by day. Like, it's not getting better. For some reason, it's now coming to the spotlight like it's intentional to keep them like that, because they have to fall at the mercy of the party every time election comes around. And I watched a clipping yesterday with it was Charles Maynard, when he said the difference between the FNM and the PLP was that the PLP will always have you coming to them to get a fish to eat, whereas they would never empower you and teach you how to fish that you would eat for a lifetime. And I just saw it, you know, where these grassroots people are always like in the same situation, government come, government go, and no one is empowering them. We have persons that are still not with toilet facilities, no running water, lights are off.
2025.
The house is falling down on them. And it's like persons knock on these doors asking for support, but for some reason, I don't know what possesses them to see that this isn't, you know, you can't come to me and tell me you love me when you ain't showing me. I in an inhabitable situation. Even if the landlord is responsible for the property, all these landlords are accountable to give people a better way of life with these homes.
Thank you so much,
Carla. There's no way landlords are collecting rent. Mm-hmm. And these persons are living in the condition they're living in terms of the homes falling down on them. For me, I would have been very much more impressed to see Sebastian being placed in one of those inner cities to really, really uplift. Because for Charlotte and them, they actually don't really need much, per se, in terms of really being downtrodden and really being in need.
Thank you so much, Carla. Thank you so much for your call. The funny thing about it is there's inner cities all across Nassau. You would find, but the caller did make a valid point. In 2025, there should be no constituency, not in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, in New Providence, that is without running water, without a bathroom facility where persons are collecting rent for it. Something has to be done. Something has to be done about that. I want to squeeze these last couple of calls in before the news. So caller, go ahead. You're live on Guardian Radio today. Caller there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, okay, go ahead. You're live.
Yeah, good day, miss. These people, but the PLP trolls them. They keep calling in, trying to big up themselves, and know for a fact the PLP running this country right under the earth. Why would you want to vote these same people and who ain't doing nothing for the country, only them and their family living off the country? All of us as behemoths, and behemoths are living like foreigners in their own country. Why should we keep voting these people back and forth? Miss, if you look at what's going on in this country been run so bad from Sir Lyndon Penlin and Marla Butler, them gone. This country been running the worst it have ever been. The hospital closed, the worst road, the police, if you call the police station right now, they don't even answer the phone. Why would you want to have
these
people?
No, I agree with you there. I sit to an accident for 10 years, but you don't never go.
You need to put people in places. when the boss talks, it's done. If it's not done, you have to go. They won't keep putting their friends and lovers in places when they can't fire them. The country been running too bad.
Oh, Lord. Thank you so much for your call, caller. Lord, I agree with that caller there. Every time you call the police station, I often hear, ain't no car. We ain't got no car. We just buy y'all all kind of car. Every government will come and buy your car. What y'all is be doing with the car? Playing Grand Theft Auto? Broken it up? What y'all is be doing? Riding up on a sidewalk? Well, why ain't never no car? Why ain't never no car? Call, I want to get you in before the news break. Welcome to Guardian Radio today.
Gabby.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What's happening? Congratulations on doing the great work.
Thank you so much.
Mrs. Belinda Wilson, I know that you haven't been introduced as yet officially.
She coming after the... Listen, y'all like politics. I'm enjoying it.
There you go. Well, Gabby, I'm going to try and make this quick.
You got to make it quick because I can cut you because we got to go to news.
I hope that you have a paper and pen and jotting down everything that these callers are expressing as points.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes to tell you what one person feels in one constituency is not necessarily what is felt in the other.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone apparently believes that this election is going to be a shoe-in for the current government. You have to understand on the ground, I don't care how many numbers that this party may have, they are still depending on the swing voters and still depending on the defectors from the FNM to win this election.
Mm-hmm.
I can say this much. Mrs. Wilson, all I can do is tell you, madam, is you're an igniter on the ground. People are trying to smear all kind of stuff about you, but you're an agitator for justice, agitator for right, agitator for the people that have what is justly theirs. Do not be distracted. Do not be dismayed. There are more persons supporting the moves that you are making than you could ever know, whether they are supporters of any political party, including the Progressive Liberal Party. The people's rights have been infringed in this country for far too long. And for those persons out there who believe that you have to be super wealthy to go into parliament to make a difference, I'm going to tell you, sad would be your cry, because you have a lot of people out here who are poor or who are not at that level, but they care and they love this country so much, but the people would not give them a chance to get in parliament, mm-hmm. to give their part in it, because they are not wealthy. Let's change this paradigm and put some people in this parliament that truly care about the Bahamas and the Bahamian people at large.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
That is powerful. That is powerful. As much as we cry, we want something different. As much as we cry, we tired of these people thiefing our money. As much as we cry, we don't vote for nothing different.
I know you soon go to the break, but what he said is true. Because I told you I ran as an independent in Carmichael. In mm-hmm. 2002, May 2002, I got 68 votes.
Only 68 people saw the value of an independent candidate. 68 persons. I'm going to get in these texts before we go to news, Wally. It says, this text just reads, Sabas worsened it. It reminds Bahamians of the Sabas PLP portrayal of the Bahamian people. Sebastian has done nothing innovative to date. He operated in a contained system built for his advantage to the exclusion of others, then use those monies to provide an advantage to launch businesses. Again, this is a texter. He represents to the PLP what they claim to have fought against for. That's what the texter say. Against for over 70 years. This is a texter. Want to experience delusion as a response? Ask PLPs who will win the next election. That's a texter coming in. I will get to some more of these texts after the break. But this texter says, after 1997, the electorate, they don't vote for MPs. They eye is on the PM. We vote one and done. Listen, you're tuned into Guardian Radio today with Gabby. After the break, my very special guest will be joining me again, Miss Belinda Wilson. We can finish chopping up.
I'm enjoying this a little bit
on politics, but I have to bring her in because I need her to answer some questions. Some questions for you, because I see Bam you, bam, bam Q.
Bam bam.
Bam Q. I thought it was a fraternity, but I saw the other union president met with the prime minister and they said, you was autonomous. So I need you to respond to that after we come from the news.
No problem.
So this is Guardian Radio Today with Gabby. We'll be right back.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Marcus Samuelson, Dario Zucchini, Simeon Hall Jr., and Scott Conant, alongside a vibrant lineup of chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. From curated tasting events to beachfront feasts and immersive gallery experiences, this is more than a festival. It's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to the Guardian News Network update on the air. Dozens of new recruits have now joined the ranks of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Prime Minister Philip Davis told the graduates, which include 33 graduates of the National Youth Guard, that they have earned the right to wear that uniform.
They have shown discipline. They have shown courage. And they have shown heart. Their journey has not been easy. They have learned to rely on each other, to lead when called upon, and to serve with honor. Today, they stand ready to defend our islands and our way of life.
That's now more than 700 RBDF officers which have been engaged under the Davis administration. While speaking to Bahamian workers last evening, Labor and Public Service Minister Pia Glover-Rolls said they have an important decision to make at the next general election.
In this election, the choice is very clear. You can choose a PLP government that hired people, or you could choose an FNM government that fires people, an FNM that signed zero labor agreements, or a PLP that signed nearly 60 labor agreements and counting.
The Davis administration is now at loggerheads with the teachers and public services unions over the payment of salary increases to public servants, which government wants to be paid in December, but the unions want paid this month. Prime Minister Davis yesterday cautioned workers not to be used as political pawns, as he claimed a Pintard-led FNM government could downsize the public service. And the Consumer Protection Commission has reportedly processed 209 complaints from Bahamian consumers this year. Executive Chairman Randy Roll told those at Exuma Business Outlook they are seeing an increase in complaints linked to digital commerce and refund disputes. Still, he said the commission has been able to recoup just under $150,000 in claims for victims. He said they are committed to resolving complaints and restoring public confidence in the marketplace. That's what's making headlines at this hour. AP Update is next.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
FM Guardian Radio today. Gabby in your company, and it's always so good when I'm in your company, especially on a Friday. And this is a feel-good Friday. I'm going to call this a feel-good Friday. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling good. I had a nice lunch before I came here. My belly full, you know. I feel good. Y'all can't kill my vibe today. And my PLP friends say they feeling good because them 14 candidates would roll out. Tell the rest of y'all that this could be too straight. And then my FNM said over there, say, I don't know what delusional land they living in, but they only two they could see is the one with the door closing behind them to back up their things and back the government car. That's what the people say. I say, don't say, Gabby, come on, Gabby, and say, WM. No, because y'all must be dangerous when you're already, you know. I only say what the people say. I am the mayor messenger of the news. And in a short bit, we're going to get to my very special guest for today, but I want to get my texters text messages in. This texter says, good afternoon, Gabby. Will Sabas and the gentleman from the Tribune be allowed to continue with their media houses? That's a good question. I don't know. Is there anything in law that prohibits them from being a part of the Fourth Estate while serving in Parliament? I don't think so as it stands. I don't think so. I think they would be allowed to operate. They do have general managers. They have general managers and persons and reporters and persons that they sworn out.
What the Parliamentary Act speaks to, though, is if they are going to enter into business with the government while they're sitting, then they must declare that up front.
Mm. So there you go, Texter. Yeah, so if that's something that you all would like to see in law, then you have to learn how to, again, poor civic education, Ms. Wilson. Poor civic education. Do we know that we can lobby bills outside of the House to get them into the House? Poor civic education. We don't know how we as citizens can agitate for certain things to get our members of Parliament to present them to the House of Assembly and have them tabled and passed into law?
I think we're too busy looking at the surface issues. And like people say, you see the MP and you say, man, you can give my daughter a job. You can give me a job. Man, I broke. I don't think we have enough persons in the country that are really focusing on policy. Because policy, decisions, and legislation, the law, that's what changes.
We focus on personality and person, man. I like this person. I like their personality. So that's what's going to happen. Let's get to some more of these texts. Gabby, do you see my number and name to know who is texting you? Because you never read my text. I could call you a liar right now, texting you a lie. I just read your text all the time. All the time. You may have me mix up, and I don't know who you got me mix up with, because me and you, none of these people look alike. So I just read your text just now. So text again if you have something else to say. This next text says, Gabby, Sabas will not move the needle in the next election. The people are standing strong, and we shall obtain the righteous government for the Bahamas future. Sila, I guess that's coming in from, you know, the mayor of Grand Bahama. Good day. It appears to be that the PLPs is looking to Sabas to secure this victory. They think he's the savior. These are text messages that I am reading because the people say I don't read their text, y'all. So I got to read their text and make sure you hear what it is our texters have to say. This next texter says, we need strong union leaders because the journalists have gone to sleep. in asking the critical questions and stating the facts. And there is strength in collective bargaining. Solidarity forever. That must be a union. That has to be a trade union place in Texas just now. But I felt that solidarity in my heart just now. Last night is a signal that the PLP political machine is in full gear. Bahamians have to be prepared to give a mandate for real change no matter who wins. I agree with you. No matter who wins, governance is continuous. It keeps going. We have to continue to improve our policies, to improve our cost of living, and to improve our overall well-being and way of life. Okay. Lord, your text is your long-winded, and I won't get to Miss Wilson.
Keep going.
They say, Gabby, the depth of the potholes to nothing new to PMH, like no cafeteria, Marasek. That's what they call it, Marasek. Like, what you mean, you know? You are lying, Galia. You say enjoy that bread from PMH, man. Why y'all can't even get a kitchen fix? Can we please, for the love of God, get the kitchen up and running at PMH? I told y'all, when my mother was there, the food one Sunday reached Spurl. I had to carry my mother food every day. You cannot transport food. And then depending on what you cook, Miss Wilson, time and temperature. Yes. By the time they cook it, they put it in whatever vehicle they transport it before they disseminate it to all these various wards. That had been sitting there for hours. And you know, if you cook turkey to spoil
it. That should have never happened. And in fact, I think they could have set up a van.
A mobile kitchen
on Princess Margaret Hospital's.
That's an excellent ground. Idea. You all see why Grammy Boy say you need to be the prime minister? You see why? We need a mobile kitchen. We need the kitchen to be, matter of fact, we need the kitchen to be fixed. I hear you talking about the new hospital. I love the idea. We need another hospital, yes, but we got to make sure the one that we have now is at least up to a level that it can function and service needs. Because guess what? A pandemic ain't gonna wait until the next hospital wait. An epidemic ain't gonna wait. Any outbreak, anything can happen, a hurricane, anything, where people need medical assistance, it will not wait. So in the interim, what is the short term, medium term, and long? That's a long term solution, but what is the short and medium term to get PMH up to a standard, man? And then you gotta staff it. That's another story.
That's staff.
That, oh Lord, that's another very story. Because what happened to y'all Cuban teachers and nurses?
You know, they're not here. Only a few of them returned. And staffing for the hospital, you need expertise. You need to be skilled to operate the various machines. You need the doctors, the nurses.
Wow, this text says, the reason why the police don't have any cars is because they are owned by ENO. Who's ENO? I don't know. Texter, could you give me some clarity on that. So you're saying all this money we'd have spent in the budget to purchase police cars, and that would have been a line item to purchase them. You're saying we rent these, we lease these? Is that what you're saying, Texter? And do you have any credible information to support this? Because you don't got me reading these things. So, and then the people say, Gabby say, on Cardi and that station, they the spread. Uh-uh,
and
no.
Belinda was there.
And home. Belinda was right there. See, the two of them. Yeah, uh-huh, no. Uh-uh, y'all ain't gonna do that to us today. Gabby, I'm tired of these politicians who think they are the savior for the electorate are dumb and stupid. And this country belongs to them, their friends and lovers. Why is Sebas an ambassador anyhow? He does not represent anyone but the, I'm not reading that. We will be the joke of the Caribbean. They say, Gabby, I need to ask Mistress Belinda Wilson the question. Is she sure she isn't running in the upcoming election? But let her know that she'll have my vote if she runs for PM. If she cares about labor, she would run for PM. They try to set you up.
Again, we spoke about this yesterday.
They might have missed the show. So yes. We got to do this again.
Yes.
So, let's get into it.
So let me just repeat it. I placed a letter for nomination.
into once
in my life.
Don't
in October 2001, 24 years ago, and it was with the FNM. I did not receive the nomination. On May 2nd, 2002, I ran as an independent candidate in Carmichael. I got my 68 votes, and I left politics alone. So I went to the union. I'm trying to do my job to the best of my ability. I have not ever in my life after October of 2001 applied for a nomination, call and beg anyone to run. I've not solicited any support for someone to speak on my behalf for me to run with any party. But let me state it again. Before the 2021 election, I was courted by the PLP. I was courted by the FNM. I was courted by the BDM. I was courted by the DNA. Had overtures from the COI. Another group that got Rosenbaugh was the leader of. I had a phone call from one of his persons asking if I'd consider being their chairman. My answer was no. I had another call from Michael Butler. He played softball. He was the chairman of another little small group. My answer was no. I'm always being encouraged by my girl, the Constitution Party.
Ali
McIntosh. Hey, as a woman, come to the forefront. So I'm saying to all of you, and I don't know how many times I have to say it, I have not applied for any nomination with any party for the 2026 election. I do not have a card. I do not carry any brief for any political organization. The last time I actually went to a rally, I think it was in 1997 when Algernon Allen caused all us to go on R.M. Bailey because we thought he was going to break away from the FNM and doing party and all he do is blow hot air. I think that was around 1997. I don't think I went to a rally from then. I've not been to any political activity, rally, meeting, anything from then. I say, you know what? These people joking. They ain't got no gonads. Because if you go in for it, you go for the whole hog.
You know how to win.
So I say again, I've not nominated. I've not begged anyone for any nomination.
But they've been begging you.
And I've said I did not accept any nomination for 2020.
I love that. So there you have it. I think the record is clear. Miss Riss Belinda Wilson has put it on the record numerous times now that she has not applied, sought, looking for. The only thing she's trying to do is make sure her members have the best representation that is possible. And while we're talking about the members, Mistress Wilson, why are we talking about those people? Because the text is telling me, say, cheapest you represent everyone. You need to be a union for everyone because these union leaders jokey. That's what the text is saying. I ain't say that.
But we have a Congress where I have 9 unions that's under the Congress. And Mr. Kim C. Ferguson, who is the president of the BPSU, which covers all various agencies and ministries of the public service, is the first vice president. And so that's why when we did our action, we did it together. Mm-hmm. And it really was for teachers and all of the public
service. But that's the history. I want to just for a quick second touch on that. The history of protests in this country, civil unrest, where it come from. I think the reason why we're seeing the weakening of the union is because so much persons, so much leaders in the union have become compromised, Ms. Wilson.
That's our major issue. Okay, because my members could not tell you who I voted for in the last, let's say, 5 elections. Because when I stand before them, I stand before them as the president of the union. Who you vote for, who your family vote for, that's your personal democratic right. Mm-hmm. But you have labor leaders who meeting in the dark.
Mm.
With the opposition, they sign in memorandums of understanding 3 weeks before an election. And I mean, I didn't watch the roll of the ratification last night, but I saw the paper where the prime minister, you know, is saying that union leaders should stay away from politics. But 3 weeks before the 2021 election, you, sir, signed a memorandum of understanding with O.B. Ferguson and Bernard Evans, and we wanted Bernard Evans at the time,
mm-hmm.
3 weeks before the general election. So you was in bed. They was in bed with you. So it was good then, and it isn't good now. When Hubert Ingram was in and we went out to Parliament, same place, we gathered teachers.
So this ain't nothing new.
We sat in the street. Didn't the same Fred Mitchell, the same... Mr. Brave Davis, who wasn't the deputy, wasn't the prime minister at the time, but we have had several political PLP persons come, shake our hand, give us high five, come in the crowd and give us encouragement. So what changed now? Yeah, every opposition, when they see an opening, we were doing mm-hmm. our stance for our members. So if you say you want to come, oh, I want to walk, that's the government road. So whatever political party want to walk on the government road, that's their right. I can't mm-hmm. tell them, oh, don't walk on the government road. Mm-hmm. But I know that I am walking, leading my members and the members of the public service along with Kim C. Ferguson, because our members have said to us, that's what we work for. Hey, we need y'all to go out there and show the prime minister that when y'all are in these meetings, and when y'all are writing him and calling him over and over and over for months and months, you're not doing it for yourself and you're not doing it by yourself. You are doing it on our behalf. Mm. So we need to stop this. It's duplicitous. Mm. You know that when you were in opposition and we were moving about, you jump on the bandwagon also. So they bandwagoners too. But all I want to be clear is I was not out there with any political party, the FNM or the COI. I was there with my members. And if I have to go there tomorrow with my members, I will go. Point blank.
Period. Sorry, I had to put that in there. And over the history and the course of me following your career as a union leader, I've seen you rake every education minister over the coal. I mean, somebody say, oh, but she ain't doing it. We was inside for the last, for more than half of the last administration.
Okay, we did not. Okay, first of all, like you said, you followed me. Mm-hmm. So if you followed me, then you go back to Dion Folks.
Mm-hmm.
Come straight up. Straight up. So you're Dion Folks. You are Desmond Bannister. You are Jerome Fitzgerald. You had, I can't even remember some of them. You have Glennis. You, Glennis Hannah Martin. You had Jeff Lloyd. So, and what I want people to see, these people with small mind, with small, like a P, I got a problem with. Because if they hear me speak, it is never a personal attack on any individual. When you hear me speaking, you know what I'm talking about? The classroom or the school isn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have sufficient desks and chairs for your children.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, 43. We say, you paint in. The whole summer gone and you paint in the night before school is supposed to open. Then we say, hey, the curriculum needs to change so we can get more Bahamian books and artifacts and material and equipment. When you hear me fussing, it's about, you say we online with the LMS and the EMS and the platform isn't working. When you hear me speaking, it's a teacher shortage, which means that your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor children, your godchild, they don't have a teacher sitting in front of them to teach them. So when you hear me speaking, it has nothing to do with who they are. I don't care if it's a PLP. I don't care if it's an FNM. I don't care who it is. If it's a problem in the school system, as long as I sit in this chair, I and my members bring it to my attention, I will raise it. And let me also say this too, because I was going to bring the information about how many times I've emailed, written to the Prime Minister, sent WhatsApp messages, which I copied some to Pierre Glover Roll, to Glenys Hannah Martin, to the permanent secretaries of the public service, and the permanent secretaries of the Ministry of Education, where I've sent voice notes to the Prime Minister as in his capacity as the Minister of Finance from May to yesterday, asking, sir, and I don't know, like, you don't, y'all don't want us to be intelligent and knowledgeable. If you announce that there is going to be an increase and you said it's going to be between 2% and 8%, and we have various categories of persons mm-hmm. under our bargaining unit, then common sense dictates that we find out from the Minister of Finance, who's the Prime Minister, so which percentage is for this category? Which percentage is for that category? What is the dollar value? How does that impact their increment? How does it impact the minimum wage? How does it impact the entry level and the maximum level of the salary scales? That's what an intelligent union leader does. A union leader who goes into a meeting with the Prime Minister, who's the Minister of Finance, comes out with an empty hand and say, oh, thank you for the gift, sir. Where the gift is if your hand empty? You have nothing in writing to say, this is what I've agreed to and this is what you will be receiving. But oh, thank you, massa. It is 2025 and I bend to no massa. I am the leader of the Bahamas Union of Teachers. I am the leader of the BNATUC. And our members, according to the Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance, backed up by the Minister of the Public Service and the Minister of Labor, we will be getting salary increases. We still ask. We want the details so that we will be able to sensibly and intelligently articulated to our members.
Boy, Mistress Wilson, that was loaded. I mean, the phone lines was lighting up, the text lines was lighting up. But I do have a question. Caller, I've seen you on the line because I want Miss Wilson to clarify this, but I'm going to take the call first and then I'm going to ask you the question. And the question speaks to, because a lot of people are saying, this ain't your business. He announced this thing. He said, this a gift to you. And then you have another union president saying, you all didn't negotiate for this. This is a gift to you. So what you hear cussing and carrying on, and we have to address that again today. Did you go into the office of the Prime Minister cussing and carrying on? And we got to address that right after this break. So, caller, I see you on the line. If you want to hang up and call back, we'll be right back on Guardian Radio today.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Daniel Boulud, Marcus Samuelson, Dario Cecchini, and Simeon Hall Jr., alongside a vibrant lineup of Bahamian chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. And don't miss an electrifying live performance by global superstar Lenny Kravitz, headlining the festival's welcome party on Friday, October 24th, with a concert experience you won't forget. This is more than a festival, it's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage. Bahamar,
Life Spectacular.
Get ready for the Clifford Big Bro Riley Memorial Concert. Friday, October 17th at 7 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries. It is absolutely free. Performances by Landlord, Sammy Starr, Solo Maid, Antonio Roll, Mr. Black, Sherwin Gardner, Rico, Najia Simonet, Mr. J, Peter Ronks, Mr. Beads, Natasha Taylor, Oslin Jador, Ema, Aliyah Coley, Kristen Massive, Adriana Munnings, Akeem Gardner, DJ Godson, Shabak, Kingdom Mind Ministries, Apostle Henry Higgins, Young Wisdom, Monty Sweat, and the Daughters of Big Bro. Come as we reflect on the life and legacy of Clifford Big Bro Riley. See you there.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's Funeral Industry Partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Yeah, this for all you guys. Up and down these women, house man. Ain't giving a woman nothing for your insurance. Got your bank book flat, you got a job. But what happened? Listen up, fellas. I met a friend the other day. She said, Ronnie, I have gone my way. We met up at the food store. Then she started to tell me more. She said, I have food to buy, my bills to pay. This man won't help me in any way. Man, I just don't know what to say. So I get down on my knees and pray. Cause he come here with the hands swinging. He come here with the arms folded.
96.9 FM, Guardian Radio, Gabby in your company with my very special guest, Mistress Belinda Wilson. She said, don't come here with your hands swinging and your arm full. Caller, please call back. We do apologize. But before the break, before we went to the break, I asked Mistress Wilson a very vital question that the Bahamian people have been asking all across social media. The Prime Minister announced this in the House of Assembly. He also announced when he came outside to speak with you and your union leaders as well as protesters, he said that he is doing this out of the goodness of his heart. I saw some comments on social media that person said, this don't have nothing to do with you. This ain't your business. You getting in business. Other union leaders have joined in the conversation and said that you, Mistress Wilson, are out of order because you never negotiated for this. So please, please answer that question for the Bahamian people today.
Okay, first of all, Belinda Wilson and Kimsley Ferguson never claim to have negotiated for the raise that the Prime Minister spoke about in Parliament. Because we said from the beginning that we heard the announcement from the Parliament while the Prime Minister was doing his budget communication. So I want to say, first of all, that the salary increase of which the Prime Minister speaks about is has emanated from a salary review, according to him. So I want to also say that the first industrial agreement that I was a part of, which was signed on November the 17th, 2006, Article 40.2 says, the employer shall conduct a compensation study for the public service during 2006. Employees will benefit from any recommendations implemented by the government.
So this was 2006.
And this agreement was for 2005 to 2010.
Okay.
In our 2010-2013 agreement, Article 42.21, the employer has conducted a compensation study. So one was conducted in 2009.
So we were hearing that there was nothing done. So there was a compensation study done in 2009.
Yes, I have a copy of it.
Okay.
And Mr. Kimsey Ferguson has a copy of it. So the employer has conducted a compensation study for the public service. The results of the compensation study highlight the disparity in salaries between education personnel and other public and quasi-government employees with the same qualifications. All employees under this bargaining unit shall benefit from any recommendation as per this study effective July 1st, 2012. So again, I want to say that we would have these two agreements surpassed two governments. So those governments did not pay based on what the compensation study said at the time. I want to come back full circle. The Bahamian people fired them. So you did not honor that which was in the agreement. You were fired.
But this government says they've signed the most agreements with you. So signing the agreement.
Signing an agreement.
And honoring an agreement.
And not adhering to the agreement is a problem. I'm going to say to you, when we met on September the 9th, and I showed the agreement to Simon Wilson in the presence of Minister Michael Halkidis, who was chairing the meeting, and I read the articles to him that I'm going to read in your hearing, he said, Simon Wilson said, he don't care. I said, so this agreement was signed on and on behalf of the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and you are in breach of this agreement. He said, I don't care.
Oh, wow.
And what they are in breach of is the union, it's Article 8.19. The union shall be consulted on any matter which affects the terms and conditions of employment. So the terms and conditions of employment is, you are raising my salary. So consultation means meaningful discussion and dialogue. So that's what we asked for.
So these union leaders that are saying this, are they aware of that article?
It should be in their agreement because it's a part of the union's rights. It also, Article 8.20, speaks to the union shall be. Shall means that's the law. You can't decide whether you're going to give us piece of the salary review, piece of one paper, which you got flying around on social media. No, the union shall be provided with information from the employer to assist with discharging its duty to the members of the bargaining unit. Such information shall include inter alia is Latin for not limited to data relevant to the compilation of the industrial agreement, current employees in the bargaining unit segmented by their workplace and employee groups, a copy of each policy document affecting employees, lists of advertised vacancies and circulars. So when the prime minister made the pronouncement
in the House of Assembly.
That's the policy. When he made that pronouncement in the House of Assembly, that's a verbal contract to the public servants who are represented by myself and Kimsey Ferguson and others who choose to go in a meeting with the prime minister, get no information, no documentation, and come out and say, thank you for the gift. What's in the box? You don't know.
Wow, callers, I know we had you on the line for quite some time. Please call back. The phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720. Miss Wilson, I want to read some of these text messages. The texter says, good day, great show. Tell Mistress Wilson while she is fighting for members, fight for the contractors who paint and fix up the schools for her teachers. We have bills and pay workers. We need a l'argent.
Which goes right back to when I spoke at the first school and I said, the Minister of Education said that the contractors are working and everyone is paid. And I said, it is not the truth.
Wow.
Contractors I spoke to Sunday night before school opened Monday morning did not get mobilization as yet.
Wow, good day. Call you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby and Mistress Belinda Wilson.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gabby.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, the GOAT.
Good afternoon.
The right, GOAT. Belinda.
Let him know that I'm the GOAT and not the scapegoat.
No. This is the greatest of all time when you're talking about Bahamian trade union business. I listen to you very attentively as you outline basically what any union leader would do for their members in terms of wanting to find out the details, to have a clear, concise, and coherent communication with them. But some persons chose to do otherwise. But I can say, Ms. Wilson, you're not partisan. You take on all on behalf of your members, and I'm happy to be the parent of a daughter who is also an educator.
Yes.
And I'm proud of what you're doing and what you really, how you really handle your business in terms of your presidency. And you'll go down in history, in my book, as the greatest of all time. Whether they like it or not, that's just the way it is. And suck it up.
Thank you so much, Carla. Thank you so much. I want to get to some more of your tech. We have some more callers on the line. Go ahead, caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Turn on your radio for me, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Good day, Gabby.
Good day. I'm here with Mistress Wilson.
Yeah. My call is alma mater. And I just want to say how fast a fellow ran the host of our car day before yesterday is the second time because he ran from me out of Fortunates in Salvador in 2006. He never even showed himself representing them crooks. But I just want to say congratulations to Miss Wilson for being such a stellar union representative. I glad what she just read to the public, and you know they're listening, and everybody talking about these self-appointed persons who you're holding up, talking about running for this place and running for that place in various constituencies here, but they haven't done a thing for the Bahamian people. Gabby, what do you have to say about how Ms. Wilson represents the workers of the Bahamas?
Like I said, I grew up watching Mistress Wilson, and she was a part of my introduction during my college days. They used to call me the Belinda Wilson. I used to carry on the bat in COB. I used to be there with Ernesto them. I used to be carrying on bad. So I know they say I might have been nodding. They say I may be following the wrong company. Eh?
It's all right. You're in good company.
That question was, hello?
Hi, we can hear you.
That was for the reason that she represents the good, hardworking public servants of her and Mr. Ferguson of the Bahamas. What has the politicians done for them? You cut me earlier, but that's okay. I was talking about Cat Island, and when I said my cousins, I was referring to my cousins.
Oh, I didn't cut you. We lost you.
Those workers, you know, don't worry about it. But, you know, when they say politicians and talk about these superstars, what have they done? They try to refer back to the previous government. But you have to remember, they lost strength and stride because of a hurricane called Dorian in 2019 and went out of power in 2021, but had to go on from a catastrophic hurricane into a pandemic that none of us who
our living was ever alive when we had the last pandemic internationally.
Yeah.
Right?
I appreciate your call, but so, I want to get in some as much callers before Ms. Wilson has to go, and I have a ton of text messages. So, you know, I'll try to bring her back again, and we'll continue the discussion about politics as we go through into next week. So okay. So you'd be able to elaborate on those points for
in
me,
four
okay,
years,
caller?
Four years and 1 month. What have they done with all the suffering, with all the screaming?
That's
and
the question the electorate is going to answer on D-Day. D-Day is going to come. It's inevitable, and on that day, the Bahamian people will be able to voice their choice on who they feel should lead this country moving forward. Go ahead, call you live on Guardian Radio today. We love you. Can go ahead and call back. Ms. Wilson,
let me read something quickly. Okay. This is also in our industrial agreement.
Let's read it after the break. Okay. Let's Wally go to the quick break.
Okay, fine.
And then we'll be right back on Guardian Radio today with Gabby and my very special guest, Mistress Belinda Wilson, president of the BUT, the man say the goat.
The other day, she said, Ronnie, I am going my way.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Marcus Samuelson, Dario Cicchini, Simeon Hall Jr., and Scott Conant, alongside a vibrant lineup of chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. From curated tasting events to beachfront feasts and immersive gallery experiences, this is more than a festival. It's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Guardian Radio today. Gabrielle A. McKenzie-Anius in your company. But you know y'all, it's called me Gabby. I decided to call the full name just now. Because sometimes they be a little confused of who they do they think they're talking to. I want y'all to put some respect on my name, okay? Put some respect on my name. But I'm here with Mistress Belinda Wilson. Miss Wilson, before we went to the break, you wanted to read
just
a clause.
One clause.
A clause.
Which is in our present industrial agreement.
Go ahead.
And it's Article 41.25. The salaries for all teachers and employees covered by this agreement shall be those established by the public service, as may be revised from time to time by the government, or as may be agreed between the employer and the union.
Y'all, I hope y'all listening. Mrs. Wilson says she don't know what these other jokey leaders y'all dealing with. She said, I said, these other jokey leaders dealing with. But when she comes, she just come with the facts. She just come with the date, the time, the stump, everything. This texter says, Mrs. Wilson is a hero. Let me get some more of your text messages in. This texter says, Minister of Health needs to get a mobile kitchen or we will vote him out. This texter says, Gabby, we should not forget when it was only ZNS and the FNM could not get on and had to apply to U.S. stations to get their message out. Gabby, I really enjoy your show. You are serious and funny. Thank you so much. You know we entertain you. We make sure you're educated on Guardian Radio. We give you a little bit of everything. It's the station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. If you ain't listening to Guardian Radio, I don't know what else you're listening to because you ain't getting the information nowhere else. We bring it to you live and direct. Y'all ain't know. Anyway, I can tell you all who my family is later, but let me get to this next caller. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Still there? No? Next caller. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. I think we lost them. Callers, you can go ahead and call back. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Caller, we can hear your radio. You can turn it down for us. You're live.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're live.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Could you turn your radio down?
You sound very low.
Your radio is too high.
Huh?
Your radio is too high. You have to turn it down first. Call back when you turn it down. Go ahead. We'll get some more of your text messages in. Good afternoon. Great show. Please to your host. Let's think about our little darling, the children of the future. Please. You and the government, please come to an agreement. That's what the texter is saying, Mistress Wilson.
We're thinking about them, you know, because when teachers' salaries, benefits, and working environments are improved, then they are happier and they're able to impart knowledge to your children. So what we do now benefits them. And as I said it before, we really don't like to leave our children unattended. We love them. Y'all know teachers, we teach. We tutor. We're with them on the weekends. We love them. But it comes a time when y'all have to realize that we are human beings too. And we are employees and we are workers and we have rights and we want benefits. We want better working conditions for ourselves. So we stand up.
This is a Family Island caller.
Thank you so much. Caller from the Family Island, welcome to Guardian Radio today. Could you turn your radio down for me?
I can hardly hear you.
We can hear you loud and clear. Could you turn your radio down for us so you can hear us through the phone? Can you hear us? I don't know. What happened? They ain't got the service in these islands fixed yet. You can't even get calls or toll free to Guardian Radio from the Family Islands. Good day, caller. Welcome to Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon. And good afternoon, Miss Wilson.
Good afternoon, Mom.
Listen to me, Miss Wilson. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a woman and as such a strong leader. I like how you let the public know the age of your child. Because they don't realize that you, as a woman, fighting for their children, especially the ones in the public school system. If you ever think about retiring and anybody wants you, and it sounds like everybody wanted you, you know what would have been a good position for you, Miss Wilson, as I listen to you? You have all the knowledge they need to the Ministry of Education. All the knowledge, very knowledgeable. They need to give you something up there, because I think once you get up there, I think then we'll see a difference in the school, the curriculum, and everything. Yeah, I'm so proud of you. Continue to fight, Miss Wilson. Continue to fight.
Thank you, and keep me in your prayer.
Thank you so much, Miss Wilson. Listen to me. As much persons, this texter said, good day. Speaking of Mistress Wilson running, said, I guess on Morning Blend, there was someone claiming that you were running for the FNM. Listen, asked and answered. Miss Wilson said she ain't running for no party. They want her. She don't want them. What y'all ain't understanding? I could learn how to say it in Creole, because, you know, it's we have a lot of them around here now. I could find out.
Oh, Gabby, we can't leave without me. I'm saying the difference between cuss and fuss.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, I said to the director of communication for the prime minister, who I believe wrote his national address, I didn't consider it a national address. I considered it 15 minutes of subtle insults to me. And the prime minister said in his national address that I cuss. Cuss means to use obscene language and profanity. And I dare the prime minister, or whomever was in that room, and it was 8 persons on my side. I never used any obscene language and any profanity. Now, if he wants to say I fuss mean to row. I did row. And I did tell him that we've been in so many meetings with him and his own people don't respect him, because instructions and directives that he's given to them for them to provide documentation and information to me over months and weeks, up to Monday, October the 13th, I had not received. And yes, I am a strong woman. I do speak sometimes very loudly, but I speak strongly. Mm-hmm. But let me say this. I'm a Christian. I got saved on December the 31st, 1989. And all I want to tell y'all is, y'all didn't want to see me before that. So I'm saying that I would not go into a meeting with the prime minister and cuss the prime minister. But I hope he deals with the person who was cussing on the stage last night, standing right next to him. The person who's sending out voice notes every morning, cursing and demeaning Bahamians. Mm. So he need to check the people within his cabinet and in his party. But I know I did not curse. I did not cuss, but I sure did fuss.
And that's a message from your Bahamas Union of Teachers leader, Mistress Belinda Johnson Wilson.
That's it.
This is the last call we're going to be able to take before we wrap up the show. You have about 30 seconds, caller. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm listening.
You're live.
Oh, I'm live.
Yes, sir.
Pleasant good day, Lady Wilson.
Good
and
day.
Gabby. I'm calling from Grand Bahama. This is Rudy Stubbs.
Oh, yes.
I was a trade unionist.
Yes.
And a public servant. And I fought in the trenches. And I always like and admire Madam Wilson. From the time she took over the BUT union and now heading a Congress, she has shown that she is a force to reckon with, and she knows her law. She knows her business. So I will tell her, continue to fight. Don't let no government shut you down.
Thank you very much.
Of justice.
Thank you, and keep me in prayer.
Thank you so much. I want to get some of these text messages. Listen, Miss Wilson, there is an outpouring of love texters. I am so sorry I couldn't get to all of them, but they said the phone line, Gabby, the phone's power and water in infrastructure in Eleuthera is a mess. That's why they can't get through to the lines. They said it is a mess. This person says, I am a teacher, and Belinda Wilson is my hero. She fights for the teachers, and when her name is called, those in authority who are not doing what they're supposed to do are fearful. No disrespect to other union leaders, but their names don't carry as much weight as Miss Wilson's. Listen, this person says, yeah, the reason she is not running in any party is because she has them 2 fat checks from the union she is president of. Miss Wilson, I can let you get the word on that.
Excuse me. I'm working. When you work, you get a salary. So where the 2 fat check is, I get a salary every month, like every other worker in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and in the world, I hope. And if it's any worker who's working and ain't getting no salary, then you need to call me. So I can represent you.
They said, congratulations, Mistress Wilson, on being an awesome leader. Tell Belinda Wilson, Fred Mitchell, say Belinda encouraged teachers to abandon Acheron on social media. Any response to this? Quickly.
So they need to abandon him in Fox Hill. Good day.
Listen, listen. Everything else says congratulations expended to Miss Wilson on disclosing the fact and not allowing hollow PR to overshadow the truth. Listen, we are out of time. Wally done got the music cue in the background. He about to cut me, y'all. He about to cut me. I'm so happy. Until next time, hopefully I get to see you guys on Monday on Guardian Radio Today, our new time from 2 to 4. This is Gabby. Thank you so much to my guest, Mistress Belinda Wilson. Tell the people good afternoon.
Solidarity forever!
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Naughty is up next with Talking Heads. Good afternoon and happy Friday. Thank you.